Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We, of course, will take your calls about what you want. Coming up, at a very disturbing story, I guess kind of a follow-up, on the status of the old media and the relationship with the state. Let's go first, though, to your calls, where Travis is on the line in California. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello. I'd just like to say I'm a big fan of the show. I just signed up as an AMP today.
Oh, excellent. So, thank you.
Happy to support you. I want to talk about the balance. I was listening to your Thanksgiving episode. There's a lot of talk about religion. And I want to talk about the balance of religion and libertarianism. I am an American Muslim. I practice Muslim values such as, for example, I don't drink alcohol. However, as those are my personal beliefs, I am against any form of prohibition for any type of intoxicating substance because I feel my religious beliefs are for me, and other people are allowed to practice their beliefs as they see fit.
Well, beyond that, would it be virtuous to force people to stop drinking alcohol? Shouldn't they just simply stop because they believe it's a good idea?
I think people should just stop for any personal reason and not, I don't think that there should be any laws set based on religious values. Especially in a country where America is supposed to be a free country.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say you were a Muslim, boy? Aren't you trying to take over the world and turn everybody into Muslims and kill everybody that don't want to be Muslim?
Well, Travis, how do you feel about Sharia law?
I think the law is, and I think there's a lot of misconceptions. I've studied Islam for most of my life now. I think that the law has been misinterpreted, especially from the radicals. I think it's good to apply the laws of a religion to your own life if you practice that religion. However, I don't think you should force those laws on people who don't practice your religion. If people want to join the religion and they want to practice the laws of the religion, then you can go, yes, this is what you're supposed to do. Don't drink alcohol, don't eat pork, don't do this and that. But it shouldn't be forced upon non-believers of that religion.
Sure. So what does it mean to be a Muslim to you? I mean, when you hear all of the hatred that is being spewed forth on places like talk radio and in other news media outlets, when you hear the ignorance, what do you think? What do you want to correct? What if you could correct Americans that don't get it to where they might, correct the few most important points about what they're missing about being a Muslim or what they don't understand or what they're getting just drastically wrong? What would you want to correct?
I just want people to, instead of listening to what, I think a lot of information comes from people who either don't know much about the religion or what they know about the religion they didn't get from good sources. I'm actually a convert to the religion. I've been studying the religion for over 10 years now. I've been converted for 5 years. I studied the religion because I heard negative information about it. And before I take a judgment on something, I want to study the information. I want to study it from the true sources, not just what I hear in the media or other outlets. So I think people should go out and actually, take an open mind and, look at different sources and look at different information and kind of try to study out what's wrong, sort out what's right and what's wrong.
Now, there have been some criticisms of Islam about the way they feel about women, the way men treat women in the religion. What has been your experience with that?
I'm married to a Moroccan woman. I've been to Morocco many times. I didn't marry her. I married her after I converted. I didn't convert to marry her, as some people would sometimes suggest. But in the true sense of the religion, from what I've studied, I feel like in certain countries, especially Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, it has been perverted into a male-dominated religion. In a country like Morocco, actually, when the current king of Morocco took over, he restudied the laws, and he brought together some top religious figures in his country and said, I want to be sure women are getting the proper rights that they're supposed to get with the religion. And actually, the laws in Morocco were revamped to give women complete freedom and equal rights to men, which they did not have before. And he did this based on religious texts. So I think a lot of countries where it's male-dominated that can pervert the text to make it a male-dominated religion, which I think can be done with any system.
Oh, well, I mean, if you look at the Christian wedding vows,
you have a difficult time to convert the Christian religion to being a female-dominated one.
Because it's a male-dominated one.
I mean, you'd have a very, very difficult time using their sacred text to call it a female-dominated
religion. Look at the Catholic Church.
So basically what I'm hearing from you and what I've heard in the past is essentially that Muslims, it's a big religion. I mean, it's huge out there, and that means that inevitably, just like the term Christian, there are a lot of different subsects of people that interpret their documents differently. And it seems to me that the majority of Muslims, just like the majority of Christians, are generally peaceful people who don't really necessarily want to push their beliefs on somebody else. But also within that subheading of Muslim, there are some radicals who have interpreted things in a different, more dangerous fashion. Would you say that's accurate?
I think the radicals get more press. I mean, if you want to talk, you talk about women's rights. When me and my wife practice our religion, she actually has more rights over me because she's decided she doesn't want to work. So I then would have to work to support her. In a traditional Muslim relationship, the woman can work and she has the right to work. But if she says, hey, I just want to stay home and take care of the kids and support the family, then it's my responsibility to go up and make up that end. So, you know, I think men will abuse that. And like in Saudi Arabia, they'll take that and they'll say, well, that's because women are less than men. No. Actually, women are equal to men. It's just in Islam, they're equal, but they have different roles. Women have the right to take on the family role, but they also have the right to work if they choose to, get an education if they choose to. But whatever they decide to do, the man would then have to make up the other end. And I think it's just, so the radicals get more press. I think it's a sure. sexier message to talk about the people who are oppressing women and blow. And I completely condemn anyone who uses religion in a negative way or beats it on other people or tries to pass laws. Like, I would never vote for a law that would put my religion or things that I believe morally on someone else who doesn't practice that religion. If I go out and vote, I always vote more in a libertarian fashion because I want someone who's a Christian or a Jew or a Hindu to be able to practice their religion the way they want to, not the way I think they should.
So is it a tenet of being a Muslim that you must go and proselytize as it is in many Christian religions?
Yeah, some people do, but you're not supposed to. The way it's supposed to work is if you were to come to me and ask me about my religion, I am supposed to deliver you the message. You were to say, tell me about Islam. And I would say, this is Islam by the best that I know it. I'm not supposed to make up things that I don't know about, which you'll see some people do. If I don't know, I'll say, let me ask this person over here who knows more than me, or go to this mosque over here and ask them because they know more than I do. I'm supposed to deliver the message. You can take that message and do whatever you want with it, but I am not supposed to force you to join the religion, especially if you're in a non-Muslim country, which I think a lot of people get confused on. If you're in a non-Muslim country, you're supposed to respect the law of the land that you're in and not push your beliefs on other people unless they come to you and ask. And if, say, for some reason the country interferes with my religion, like say if there's a law passed saying, okay, you can't be Muslim anymore, and my duty is not to interfere with the law of the land, however, probably try to move to a place with kind of almost like a free state project.
So wait, are you saying that Muslims are prohibited from doing civil disobedience and you have to respect the law?
No, you can do civil disobedience, but you're not supposed to push your beliefs onto other people.
I see.
And you shouldn't interfere. Like if I say, I can't, just because I believe in something because I'm a Muslim, I can try to, you know, promote my beliefs, but I'm not supposed to force them on to other people.
Makes sense.
And I'm not supposed to, like, you know, as far as the law of land, I'm not supposed to, in a non-Muslim country, promote Sharia law.
Travis, I want to thank you for taking the time to explain your beliefs. I think it's helpful to a lot of people. I know it is to me to understand more about world religions. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We've got some great Muslim listeners out there. There's no doubt about it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Some restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit the wiki to your heart's content. You can edit almost anything that you see there. at wiki.freetalklive.com. That is wiki.freetalklive.com.
And the gold and silver have been rocketing up over the last couple of days. I've been looking at the charts, and I'm just amazed at it. We've got... Really, I've picked out some coins, gold and silver, that I think are relatively easy ones for people to start collecting gold and silver. And I mean collecting in the sense of like collecting baseball cards, but you know, getting gold as a hedge against inflation or investment. Go over to gold.freetalklive.com and see the great rates we have over there. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Ryan is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call you and say I was listening to the podcast the other day and thought it was wonderful the way you guys were talking about the conspiracy theories and, you know, chemtrails and all that sort of thing and pointing out the crack pottery of the whole thing.
Yeah, well, the conspiracy crowd is an interesting one because in many ways they are probably right about some of the stuff they talk about, but unfortunately they mix all of that in together with a whole bunch of cuckoo stuff, and it really makes it so that you really just want to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Right, it's amazing how they take so much good information and make it so difficult for people to consume, the general public, because they just don't want to be associated with, you know, the way that it's delivered.
Did you hear the show last night where we were playing the clip from the We Are Change 9/11 Truth guys when they were out screaming in a bookstore?
I did not, but I'm sure I'll get to that actually later on from my iPod. Right,
yeah, it was a great example of how you know, a way to fail big time at trying to get your word out, whatever it is your word is.
I'm sure it is. Now that I've given you the candy, I've told you you're doing well. I'm going to make your heads explode.
Okay.
The data for vaccines not being safe is of exactly the same quality. If you look at that movement, it's exactly the same kind of thing.
So you're saying that the data for what vaccines not being safe?
Childhood vaccines in general.
So you're just talking about childhood vaccines specifically?
Any of them you'd like to talk about. But, yeah, I mean, just the, you know, for instance, Tamiflu causes autism. That's approximately as reasonable as 9/11 was an inside job.
But, I mean, Tamiflu has mercury in it, right? I mean, is mercury a good thing to consume?
Salt has chlorine in it. Is chlorine a good thing to consume?
Well, when salt is salt has chlorine in it, and it's combined into a molecule. That's different.
Yes, Tamiflu is combined into a molecule.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know anything about Tamiflu. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I know nothing about it.
Chemically, it has about as much to do with elemental mercury as salt does with chlorine gas.
You know, I've looked at some statistics, say on tetanus, for instance. How many cases of tetanus did we have in the last decade in the United States?
Oh, there's someone in the vicinity of you know, 3 or 4 dozen a year.
Really, that many? Because it was my understanding in the U.S. military, while the guys were running around in World War II, and this is quite some time ago, and tetanus was more frequent, that they had 4 cases, and 2 of them were actually from people that were already vaccinated. So, how many of the people that get tetanus in the United States are vaccinated?
From last year, I saw that the data said that there were 6 cases that I'd heard about last year, and only one of them had been vaccinated.
You know, the data you're getting must be significantly better than the data that I've looked at on these issues, because it's my understanding that they don't actually know who's vaccinated and who's not, and they don't check for those things.
I'm not 100% certain. What I had looked at looked to be, there may be other data that has showed other things, but what I had was, you know, people that had been vaccinated, people that had not been. I do know the only tetanus death in the last few years was in an unvaccinated person.
Tell me, do you believe that when people, a day or two after they have a vaccination, and all of a sudden they get really ill or they have neurological problems, do you think that's a coincidence?
Many times, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, you know, do you understand why people make those associations in their minds and then don't trust doctors that say, oh, they had nothing to do with it? Because, I mean, if doctors are giving out vaccines and then people get sick from them, people not only distrust vaccines, they distrust doctors. So therefore, doctors are incentivized to then say, well, the vaccine didn't do it. Do you see how that is and how they might misreport those things?
Except that's not exactly where the incentives are. Because people know there's a certain degree of side effects. So if there were actual real side effects, I mean, to the extent that there are real side effects, people are incentivized to publicize them because otherwise people would say, oh, you're saying there's no side effects.
I had gotten ill from two vaccines. Are you saying that I'm crazy?
No, absolutely not. There are definitely side effects.
Is it a coincidence then that he got sick right after taking a vaccine?
There's no way to tell in his particular case.
Right, so we'd have to do science. I'd have to take 37 more vaccines, in different stages of, blind testing for us to know, in fact, whether or not I'm allergic to vaccine, right? For the flu vaccine, right?
For an individual person like that, I think you're probably fine saying that you are, in fact, allergic to it, but... For a population basis, yes, we have to do science.
So do you see how, like, maybe I would make a decision for my child, like, because I'm allergic and he's got my genes and stuff, that I might choose not to get a vaccine for my child, Jack? I mean, does that...
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, like, to call that crackpottery sounds, you know...
I believe that you, Mark, are in fact a special case in this particular debate. But the majority of people are not.
There are a number of other people who have also had situations involving vaccines where people have gotten sick. And I guess, what are you trying to accomplish here, Ryan? Are you attempting to, assuage people's fears about this in order to increase people's compliance with vaccines? I mean, do you have a stake in this game?
We all have a stake in this game. None of us want children to die.
Well, yeah, I don't want children to die, but one of the things that I'm worried about is that perhaps, and I don't know what the numbers are, is that vaccines harm some children. You agree with that, right?
As far as permanent serious harm, it's vanishingly rare. Vanishingly rare.
Well, you know, I know some people. In fact, one of my best friends, his daughter became autistic after taking a vaccine, and she hasn't recovered.
They diagnose autism at the times that they give vaccines.
I've heard all that stuff.
The science is very, very clear.
The science is that mercury is toxic to the brain.
Hey, the climate science was very clear until last week.
Exactly.
Yeah, the climate science.
I'm also on the other side from you guys on that.
Every study on vaccines has been a cohort study, which means it's funded by the industry or some subsidiary of the industry. Show me the peer-reviewed studies, the independent peer-reviewed studies that aren't paid for by the industry that show that they're safe. And listen, I'll be on your side, but I haven't seen them, and I've looked a long time for them.
So he can email you at wayne@freetalklive.com.
That's right.
All right,
nobody's done it yet.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. There's your challenge, 800-259-9200. 231.
You're in for it now.
That's the
good. Bring it on.
Wayne loves this stuff, man. Are you kidding? He'll pour over that
so
all weekend
long.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just don't feel comfortable putting a bunch of unnecessary stuff like that.
I want to talk to him about climate change.
That's right. Call back some other time. Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of the show. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, get involved. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it, and it's where I do most of my show prep. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so we will take your calls about absolutely anything. Plus, we'll talk about things that might be interesting to you, like this disturbing story out of Reuters. And it's kind of a follow-up to something that was hinted at earlier this year. Looks like they're getting pretty serious about it now. Top Democratic lawmaker predicted on Wednesday that the government will be involved in shaping the future for struggling U.S. media organizations. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman, that's a mouthful.
Bailout.
Yeah, almost. They're getting there. Henry Waxman said quality journalism was essential to U.S. democracy.
No, it's essential for U.S. propaganda is what it is.
That's right. Well, eventually he said that government would have to help resolve the problems caused by a failing business model. You see, The free market has failed again, gentlemen.
No, the free market has put these liars out of business. That's what's happening.
Well, these are old institutions, and they have value, and we need to keep them.
To who? Right, value to the organizations that, that benefit from them.
People need to have newspapers. They need them.
Yes.
And we
you
just...
know what we should have is
but you're killing trees.
Town criers. I mean, we the new things with giving people microphones and things like that, that's old, new stuff. We don't need that. We need town criers, good old-fashioned guys in the town square hollering out the day's news.
Bring back the lamplighters, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, we need that. I mean,
just failures of the market. Failures
that put shoes on horses.
Because
the
market only succeeds when everybody who has a job keeps that very same job for the rest of eternity.
Right. Absolutely. So I mean, you know, the mill workers and all that stuff. Those people need jobs.
Wax jobs.
They deserve their jobs.
Other U.S. lawmakers and regulators are looking into various options to help a newspaper industry hurt by the shift in advertising revenues to online platforms. Tweaks to the tax code to allow newspapers to spread losses over a greater number of years, providing a non-profit structure to allow for public and foundation funding. Mm-hmm. And changes to antitrust laws are being considered by lawmakers and policymakers. Now, when they say public funding for a nonprofit, that means government, right?
That's all it can mean.
Right.
That's 100% what it means.
So this is basically how it seems to be playing out. The newspaper industry is essentially the lapdog. You know, it's one of the many big media, old media lapdogs for the federal government. I mean, the government can put out a press release, and the newspaper industry, and just, you know, to some extent as well, television and radio, will just jump on board and report that press release without question, without concern for what it means, what the implications are, anything like that. It's from the government. It must be true. It's from the government. You know, we need to report on this. When it comes to the reporting that they do outside of government press releases, it's all usually pretty favorable to the state. It might be critical of one personality within the state or another personality. For instance, during a political season, a newspaper will choose to endorse a particular political personality over another one. But it's never critical. It's very rarely critical of the state itself, of the apparatus of coercive government. So essentially, they're just... they've always been cozy with the politicians.
Well, it's just a heck of a lot easier for journalists to, you know, take a government press release and call that news than it is for them to actually do their job.
Well, plus, one of the big factors, and this is from Gardner Goldsmith, who was with us on Monday night. He's told us about this because he worked for a radio station wherein he was basically told that if he didn't go easy on certain political personalities when they were coming in, because Guard's a pretty principled dude, he wants to hold these guys' feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's to hold their feet to the fire, then the political guy will basically say, whether it's a candidate or whether it's the chief of police or whoever it is, it's tied in with politics, that political person will then basically blackball the radio station, or in this case a newspaper, they'll blackball whatever the organization is that treats them mean and nasty.
They're mean to me. They ask me tough questions.
Right. So if you ask the tough questions, then you get blackballed. Then you never get an interview again with that political person.
Right. And the bosses put pressure on you. Not only is it you know, some kind of pressure for the individual journalist who could then make that decision on their own, but it's pressure for that media organization that then they put additional pressure on the journalist. You know, it's just they can't stand against that.
You know, I remember when I was a kid at one time, there was a lot more integrity in journalism than there is today. Today, they have to be whores, because if they aren't, they don't go very far in their career. So when you see these big anchors on TV and you see these so-called popular journalists, most of them have had to sell out in order to get to where they are.
There are some exceptions, John Stossel, of course, mm-hmm. being one of them. And certainly there are people that are – there are exceptions.
But
right?
John Stossel hit a ceiling with the network he was with, and that's why he left. Because and there were a lot of things he did that didn't air because they didn't like what he had to say.
That's true, but you know, give credit where credit's due, right? I mean, there's definitely some credit that should be given out there. But in general, as a general statement about the news media industry across the board, they're very deferential to the state, and they're very obedient. And so, essentially, they've been licking the state's boots for decades now, And
increasingly.
Now, right. And now the media is, the old media is having a tough time. The internet is a big time competitor. It's easier to put news out. It's easier to put audio and video content out on the internet. And so, therefore, the eyes and the ears are going there. And these other companies are having a tough time selling advertising these days, especially in the down economy. That's not making it any easier for them. But, I mean, the statistics don't lie with newspapers. Their circulation is down by millions compared to where it was decades ago. And it's just, and they're losing more every single year. Now, there are exceptions there as well. Weekly free papers are doing all right. It's the daily newspapers that are really having the tough time. Some of them have closed their doors. And so what's happening is now the politicians are looking at that and they're saying, oh my God, these people have been so good to us for so long. We must do something. We must help.
There's a bunch of our constituents that have extra money. We'll give it to the newspapers that have been so good to us.
Right.
Or we'll print it.
What? We'll print the papers?
Oh, I'm talking about the print the money to politicians.
Oh, print the money, yes. Yes. They will certainly be doing that. You can count on it.
But you know what? With all this move of trying to protect the environment, don't they want to save trees?
Apparently, it's not that important.
Exactly.
When the trees are benefiting them, then it's all right to go ahead and cut them down.
They're important trees.
And, of course, we all know that they'll just plant more trees, but they never point that out.
And they don't even want to use hemp paper. Why not use hemp paper, then, rags?
But you see what's happening here is essentially the news media has been very, very deferential to the state. Now the state is going to pay them back for all of the good that they've done for them over the years by co-opting them ever further, by essentially taking over the old media. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. That's what they're beating around the bush at, right? Oh, yeah, we're going to restructure. There's going to do some tax restructuring. We're going to tweak some rules here, going to tweak some rules there. We're going to make it so you can be a nonprofit, which will open you up to public funding. Who doesn't want public funding? Hey, you newspapers, you're having a tough time, aren't you? We've got all this money over here. You could just, take some of it from us, and in return, you'll just have to follow a few more rules. So just be some new rules, some new regulations. You'll get money out of it, though, and you can stay in business and keep your jobs. Now, isn't that important? That's essentially the pitch here. And what newspaper editor that's already essentially a statist is going to turn that down? Well, wait till you hear them gush about this. We'll share some of the rest of the story here.
I'll bet. Believe me, if they were talking about giving me money in Free Talk Live, money out of the public coffers, you'd hear me gush about it too. It'd be great to get all that stuff. The problem is, I already know their game. I know that they're going to then want some level of control over the show.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to get over the newspapers.
They've got it already.
You're gonna, but even more so. Now it'll be officially. You'll have state-run newspapers.
You already have them.
259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The Grow Up Plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include the updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, to share a story that I find pretty disturbing, and I guess it's a harbinger of things to come, because they're beating around the idea, batting around the idea of essentially giving taxpayer dollars to newspapers to keep them in business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not necessarily coming right out and putting it on the front page, if you will, to say, hey, this is what we're planning on doing. But this character, Henry Waxman, the House Energy and Commerce Committee chairman, has been saying that quality journalism is essential to U.S. democracy and that eventually government would have to help resolve the problems caused by a failing business model.
Right. Quality journalism is important to any form of government. But what is the proof that we have that, we have gotten it, or that we will get it by the government funding it?
And isn't the real role of the media to be a watchdog over government?
That's what I thought, but...
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
It won't be after this. If it is today, and it's not really, for the most part, it certainly will not be after they're done with retooling things up there. But let me continue here, because there's more than just this politician that people that want to chime in on this. A public interest group called Free Press said the search for solutions to the crisis in journalism should be premised on the idea that news gathering, you're going to love this, is a public service, not a commodity.
It's a utility.
Waxman's indication that the government has a role to play is both bold and soberly sensible, said Free Press Policy Director Ben Scott on the sidelines of the FTC conference. At the Federal Communications Commission, officials are embarking on a quadrennial review of the state of U.S. media. Their study, which is mandated by Congress, seeks to determine whether current rules should be changed to allow for a more vibrant media industry serving a diverse audience. As advertising sales shrink and more people get information and entertainment online, media companies want more freedom to merge and multiple and own multiple outlets in particular locations. Sentiment is also growing that the internet and other technological advances have rendered media regulation debates obsolete, say industry observers. That, of course, won't stop the government from doing it.
Right. I think that a media company should be able to own whatever they want, wherever they want. The problem is the government's all in it. For instance, if they own one or two TV stations in a particular town, they've got a virtual monopoly on television.
Because you can't just put up a TV transmitter without having the FCC jump down your throat.
Right. And television basically doesn't get transmitted much anymore. But what about radio? Lots and lots of people listen to radio. The numbers are that more than 90% of America listens to radio every day. Now, they may not know they're listening to radio. I understand these are the new PPM numbers, the personal people meter numbers, but they come in contact with radio every single day, and that's still radiating from a tower. Mm-hmm. And the government decides whether or not you can put up a tower and compete with these organizations.
And by the way, last month here in the state of New Hampshire, they guaranteed a $250,000 loan to a newspaper that had gone out of business. And it was purchased by a new owner. And so the state's backing the loan. The loan was actually issued by a local bank, but the state is being the co-signer, you might say, of the loan.
So if the paper fails, as the last one did,
yes.
If this new paper fails, then the state of New Hampshire, therefore the taxpayers, will be on the hook for the failure.
Well,
what you're saying.
Yes, and not only that, but it also involves a conflict of interest because you have an entity that's basically standing behind your funding who you're supposed to be covering.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to be reporting on the misdeeds of this particular entity, and now they're giving you money?
Yep.
So look for that business model to be spread all across the country.
And what did the guy say that strong journalism is important to a democracy or something like that?
It's a public service.
It has to be. That's because it has to be independent in order to have a strong democracy. When the state owns an organism, I mean, look.
They're not going to come right out and own it outright. They're going to do halfway moves like they are with the one that Wayne was talking about, or making it so these people can be that these businesses can restructure as nonprofits, which completely changes the way they have to do their business, mm-hmm. and as they're saying here, can open them up to public funding.
They could do not for profit anyway, if that's what they wanted to do, and then pay their employees however they paid their employees. But for whatever reason, newspapers have decided not to do that, and that's their choice, right? A church could put out a newspaper, could they not?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, so, I mean, any newspaper could decide, well, we want to go not-for-profit now, if that's what they wanted to do, and for whatever reason they haven't done that.
And, you know, it's not like the technology of the Internet is all that whiz-bang and everything. The nice thing about the Internet is you can get the information you want when you want it. However, the reason why people are turning away, in my opinion, from the mainstream magazines and newspapers and television is because they're not getting the truth. So they have to go to the Internet to get the truth.
I think that's a factor. Let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut on the AMP line. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I just wanted to mention in relation to this conversation, the new guidelines that the Federal Trade Commission has placed on bloggers. I don't know if you guys have mentioned it already, but they're now requiring all bloggers, for example, if a blogger received like a promotional copy of a video game or a book or something like that, and writes a positive review about it online and doesn't mention it, then that blogger is guilty of ad fraud. If a blogger is related to an advertiser in any way, they now have to disclose exactly what one can expect from a product. In other words, if there's regular advertising, an advertiser might have to say something like, these results are not typical. And now bloggers have to undergo the same sort of scrutiny because apparently your average consumer isn't capable of, caveat emptor and looking out for themselves. They have to be told that the blogger has a relationship with the advertiser.
I want my mommy.
You know, this is interesting because, well, first of all, it's outrageous. Secondly, because it's a major reach into regulating the arena of the Internet by the federal government. But secondly, how many blogs are there out there? I think Technorati catalogs, a billion of them or something
like
that?
Yeah, how could this ever be done? It's just intended to go after individuals.
Yes, selective enforcement. to harass people?
Well, it's a moneymaker. That's how all these laws work. I mean, it's just revenue. It's revenue generation. They'll find people.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's just it, right? They're going to find people that they don't like. They're going to target people for fines that the target blogs that they want to get rid of, and they'll just pull this regulation up and say, "Well, see, we've got regulations here. You didn't know this? You billion bloggers out there didn't get the press release on this? Aren't you all paying attention to every single thing the Federal Trade Commission does?
We can't have you just running around blogging unregulated, you know."
Oh, boy. So what's next, Johnson? I mean, this is where it starts, right? What are they going to do now?
Right. That's the point. Yeah, exactly, is what's next. I mean, essentially, and it's all, this is under the guise that, you know, it's protecting people and helping people. You know, we're making sure that you're being honest, you know, because you might be lying about, you know, supporting an advertiser, which I suppose, actually, if someone were to actively say, right, say, I were to get on, you know, say I got a couple of free Totosacs, right?
Right.
And I get online and I blog about how they're the best Totosacs in the world. And, you know, if I were to say, but I'm not affiliated with the advertiser in any way, and if I were to specifically make that lie, then I could see how that would be fraud. Mm-hmm. But just not mentioning it, you know, if you're reading a review online, shouldn't it be kind of, you assume that you got to take all opinions with a grain of salt?
I think you're right. I don't think it's fraud in the sense that, you know, where is the victim of that particular fraud? Everybody who read it, I think that fraud is probably best handled on the forum that it was, you know, that perpetrated in, which is the internet. And, you know, if you say that you, for instance, you know, got a pair of Totosacs and then you blog positively about them, and then, but you said that, well, but I didn't get anything for free and I have nothing. I don't know who these people are. They've just got a really great product. And somebody figures that out, and somebody would have to figure that out, right? Then, say, Ian figures it out. He gets on his blog and then, you know, titles it Johnson Scam. And the first thing that comes up when, you know, he puts Johnson Blog Scam in your, you know, startpage.com search engine is that blog. And then so people who decide to look it up that way would be able to figure it out.
Yeah, but you know, when you go online to research a product, do you buy based on one review?
No, hopefully not.
I may very well do that. However, one thing I do when I buy products is I often do, and I learned this from Ian, is I'll put into startpage.com, I'll put, you know, whatever, scam, and then I get to find out what other people have to say about it.
If the reviewer is trustworthy and I have trusted their advice in the past, then I might on one review. That's a possibility. Thanks, Johnson, for the update on that. It's disturbing. More coming up. Hour two is on the way. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.